Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek.
I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, August 17th. Tesla has released a rare public comment denying a media report that claims an executive had left the company. For some time now, Tesla has stopped commenting on media reports, and specifically over the last 2 years, they disbanded their public relations department. But surprisingly, Tesla has taken to Twitter today to comment on a media report from Bloomberg that claimed that David Searle, Tesla's head of legal, had left the company. Tesla denied the report on Twitter despite Bloomberg claiming that they had three sources to tell them. The publication had reached out to Tesla prior to reporting, but the automaker didn't respond. Bloomberg might be onto something about this, but they need to get the full story, clearly. Tesla met with François-Philippe Champagne, Canada's federal minister in charge of innovation, science, and industry, as the automaker is likely considering a gigafactory in Canada. At this point, the clues of a factory in Canada are looking pretty clear. In June, Electrek obtained a recording of a company-wide meeting held by Elon Musk, during which he confirmed that Tesla is looking for a site in North America, and the CEO even hinted at Canada. Musk did it again at Tesla's annual shareholder meeting earlier this month, and the effort was confirmed through a lobbying disclosure with the automaker and the Ontario government. But now we learn that François-Philippe Champagne has met with Tesla Canada at their Markham facility. This Tesla facility, already in operation, makes machinery that goes on production lines at Tesla factories around the world. The meeting with the government official likely has more to do with his role as the Minister of Industry rather than another role as a local responsibility for Shawinigan. I think that's in Canada. Shawinigan. Tesla is working on a new supercharger membership to offer to non-Tesla EV owners as it prepares to open these network to the U.S. The move is expected to happen by the end of the year and comes as the opening of the network is a requirement to get access to federal funding to accelerate deployment. Last night, Tesla briefly allowed people in the U.S. to sign up for a supercharger membership through the Tesla app. Tesla quickly removed the option, which it presumably had released prematurely, but it still doesn't have any stations open for any EVs as of now. The quick screenshot shows a price of 99 cents, which is likely just a placeholder that the team is still working on. There was also an option listed for a pay-per-use listing, which was quite interesting. At Electrek, our assumption is that Tesla is going to charge a higher price per kilowatt hour for non-Tesla EV owners on the pay-per-use model. And the supercharger membership is going to give the same price as Tesla owners who don't have to pay for the membership. We shall see soon enough. BMW is reportedly going to adopt Tesla's 4680 battery format with supply from EVE, a battery supplier that is also looking to supply Tesla. Last year, it was reported that Tesla is in talks with the Chinese company EVE for lithium iron phosphate battery cells. Interestingly, Reuters is now reporting that EVE is going to supply 4680s to BMW. BMW refused to comment on the report, but they said to expect some battery-related news in early September. If EVE plans to put lithium iron phosphate chemistry in a 4680 battery format, it could enable quite cheap electric vehicles from BMW in China. BMW M, the German automaker's high-performance car unit, is testing a new electric BMW M Series EV concept. BMW currently offers two electric models, the BMW iX, an electric SUV, and the BMW i4, electric car. In China, there's one more, the i7, but that still puts the automaker a little behind some of their peers in electrification. That said, BMW is targeting 50% of total sales to be electric by 2030. To get there, BMW is testing a new prototype with four electric motors, an integrated driving dynamic control system, and four-wheel drive, clearly. Simply put, BMW is unleashing an all-electric top-performance sports model. We're excited to see what comes of it. Chevrolet is releasing new details of their all-electric 2024 Chevy Blazer Police Patrol Vehicle Electric Vehicle, or PPV-EV. The new edition will feature patrol-specific upgrades such as underbody skid plates, Brembo brakes, police-grade tires, and emergency medical supplies. In addition, the Blazer PPV-EV can handle a little bit of towing. The crossover will be based on the largest GM Ultium battery pack, around 1,200 pounds, which is attached to the chassis. Chevrolet will begin production of the Chevy Blazer PPV-EV in early 2024, while prices for municipalities are expected to come in mid-2023. Ford F-150 Lightning owners are getting a nice little surprise through Ford's partnership with Electrify America. 250 kilowatt hours of free fast charging. The offering is through Ford Pass Rewards, and it represents roughly 3 charges for the pickup truck, which should help the new owners familiarize themselves with Electrify America's charging stations without having to pay. Not a whole lot to hang their hat on, considering that other automakers like Volkswagen and Hyundai are offering free charging for 2 years on the network. Nonetheless, it's a nice perk that can be added after the fact. Electrek takes a look at all the electric cars that are eligible for the full $7,500 tax credit under the new law. With the Inflation Reduction Act only recently passed, the changes have already gone into effect. If you're shopping for an electric vehicle, be sure to check out this and other helpful guides on our site, electrek.co. In today's community comment found on YouTube, yesterday I posed the summary that the stock market operated the same as middle school bathroom gossip, and it seems that nobody disagreed. I suppose the fanciful day traders that are making big scores in one fell swoop are just a gambler circus, and the real skill is in the consistent and sober decisions made elsewhere. In golf, I heard it said that you drive for show and putt for the dough. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G. I hope you have a great day. It's recording and it looks pretty good.